Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now joining me is Sean Sachs. He's a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Big news story, also dealing with Trump and the cutting of funding with immediate effect for the next 90 days from USAID or USAID. So, Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Thanks. I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So what did USAID fund in terms of Israel and the Palestinians?
Well, we have been following for a number of years the fact that USAID or USAID has been funding a lot of projects in Israel, particularly with regards to peace and duality, recognizing one of the other, what they call partnerships for peace programs, people for people programs. And in addition to that, they've also been funding organizations that are, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sorry.
And in addition to that, they've been funding organizations that are on the periphery of politics. And what do I mean by that? Over the last number of years, we have seen protests against the Netanyahu government for a variety of things, most recently the hostages. And before that, it was regards to the judicial review. And before that, it had to do with cost of living. Before that, it was against democracy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what we noticed is that a number of these projects that, according to USAID, are about promoting democracy and encouraging freedom of expression in the public space, that money seemed to have been funneled to a number of these protest organizations in the name of promoting democracy.
That's interesting. It's so interesting because when you look at the other projects that they were funding, they've obviously had to adjust their agenda based on what's acceptable in the Middle East or not. Transgender is not big in the Middle East amongst Arab countries and in Palestinian territories. Right?
So yes, you'd imagine that. But yeah, That's not necessarily always the case, because while it's obvious that promoting even not only transgender issues, but simple gay rights or LGBTQ issues would not go over very well in the Middle East, but in fact, USAID was giving out a lot of money that was earmarked for these type of projects, including in the Middle East. And we saw, for example, a Sesame Street program in Iraq that was trying to encourage LGBTQ issues. In the end, it didn't even happen. The money was just stolen, because obviously you can't really promote that type of thing in the Middle East at the moment.
And transgender, I mean, when I look at the actual spend, and promoting transgender when only 0.001% of the world's population is genuinely actually transgender, it is mind-blowing. And I just think, well, why push an agenda and get children, you know, young nursery school children, and having videos and comics and that to talk about, you know, becoming transgender? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And you think, like, who's pushing the agenda?
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's not only that particular agenda, which a lot of people will say is what got Trump elected in the first place. But I want to focus a little bit on what is happening in Israel and the Middle East. And this is why I think it's significant.
Yes.
Because when we first spoke a few minutes ago, I'd mentioned that there was millions of dollars, and that's a lot of rent, going to peace and partnership and all that type of thing.
Okay.
Now, that is it's very noble.
Yes.
But here's the problem. Tens of millions of dollars has gone to peace and reconciliation and partnerships and all that type of thing. In the last 10 years, anybody can tell you, well, the situation has gotten worse. And as the situation gets worse, the NGOs that promote peace and all this are getting more money. So the aid industry, especially here, has become the only government-funded industry in the world that gets more money as long as it continues to fail. How's that?
A rewarding failure, yeah.
Absolutely, because if there was more peace, these organizations would get more money. But would say, well, we're doing a better job, then we should get more money. But here, because they say, no, we're failing, and we're failing badly, we need more money.
No, but Sean, it works the other way around. these organizations would lose their raison d'etre. They would lose their purpose for existing if there was peace, if they were successful. It's a terrible business model. Because it's the same with the United Nations.
Absolutely, and they both rely on the same thing. And unfortunately, this is where it ties into South Africa, because it's very easy to spend other people's money and have other people put your bill when you continue to fail. And especially when we're talking about huge amounts of public funding, the people at the end who are spending this money, as they say, the fat cats, they don't care who's footing the bill, whether it's the American taxpayer or the South African taxpayer, because they're sitting in their offices, and as long as they can justify their existence, other people will pay for them.
So what I'm understanding you saying is that it was a good thing that Trump has stopped this funding.
I very much do. I think the fact that President Trump, and with Elon Musk running his Department of Government Efficiency, this is fantastic. Not because I'm against aid, which is something that we've discussed before, but because one of the most important things is effectiveness. And clearly throwing away millions and millions of dollars on projects that achieve nothing is as you said, is a bad business model. And for the last 20 years, people have been complaining about this. And the answer has always been, we'll deal with it. And now they've come to the end of the line. And President Trump has said, you guys had so many years to clean up your act to deal with it. Now we're going to take charge. We're going to start with a 90-day freeze on everything and a shutting down of USAID. And they're going through every single line item. And the stuff that is coming out is shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking. It is shocking. I mean, when they're funding, I went down a rabbit hole, and there is so much.
Yes.
And how much they were giving South Africa is also, it's very, very difficult to get a final figure.
It's
not in the government's interest.
Ambiguous.
Yeah, and it's not in our government's interest. I mean, we know that our government is very corrupt when it comes to financial, finances.
And it's going to get worse when more information comes out about the specifics of the project, who were the end users, and what was done with that money.
Yeah.
We're only at the beginning of this issue. It's going to get so much worse. The amount of corruption is going to be fascinating and scary all at the same time.
Yeah. And hopefully, there needs to be accountability too. Sean, that is where I have to leave it with you. But thank you once again. And I apologize that we took you late. Thank you so much.
All the best. Take care.
Thank
Kathy.
You. All
Thanks.
Right. Take Bye. Care. Bye-bye. That is Sean Sachs. He is a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. What's your thought, on all of this, the stopping of aid? It's the craziest thing. What the projects that was being funded is crazy. And I was talking earlier about trance, right? If you have a look at how many of their projects are to advocate for trans, to support trans, to get children to change their pronouns, like all of this, gender politics. I started thinking, well, who stands to gain from this? When you start telling, little children on a hilltop in rural KZN, about, that you might not be a girl or a boy. I mean, as Africans, we basically laugh at that, generally speaking. But, who's driving that agenda? And then I started going down another rabbit hole. And you know that for somebody in the United States to change and have their gender reallocation surgery can be up to $500,000 per person. I'm just putting that out there, and I'm leaving that with you.